Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Paul, how did your truck get into the movie The Bridges of Madison County?
Well, Warner Brothers sent out a request to various car clubs here in Central Iowa asking for vintage cars of the so the movie was set in the 1960s, so they wanted older cars. And they put out a call and asked people that had vintage vehicles to bring them to Valley West Mall on a Sunday afternoon where they would do a selection. At the time, I owned two trucks, a 52 Chevy pickup that had been restored. In fact, its name was Flash. And then I had the truck that I drove to campus every day was a 54 Chevy pickup in its work clothes. It was unrestored. It was in its original condition. His name was Leo. So I sent pictures. I said, my trucks have never been this far away from home. I'm not even sure they would make it that far. But if you're interested in my trucks, here are their pictures. They're both anxious to appear in the movie, but we're not going to go to Valley West Mall. So several weeks passed, and I didn't hear from Warner Brothers Transportation. So I just figured that, you know, they'd found enough vehicles. And so I just sort of wrote it off as a missed opportunity. But, you know, a week or two before the filming was to start, they called me and said, do you still have the trucks? I, of course. They're part of family. And they said, well, we'd like to have the 54, the unrestored truck. That started my experience on the silver screen.
So how did your truck actually get down to Madison County?
Well, I drove it down. I took a friend of mine as a support vehicle, and I drove Leo down, took the country roads because I wasn't sure that being on interstate was a smart thing. So we drove through the country to down to Winterset, and they gave us directions of where we were supposed to be at 7 o'clock. So we left here at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they gave us directions, and they said the staff will be there to intercept you, and they said you can spend the whole day on the set. And as a sociologist, that was a perfect setting for me to explore how movies are made and maybe an opportunity to meet Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. So I got to spend a day on the set watching them film and that sort of thing.
So talk about what you saw when you were on the set that day.
The first surprise was at 7 o'clock, the staff showed up and they had us take our vehicles back to the actual on-site location where the home and outbuildings were. And they said, now, there's a food tent over there, so go get breakfast. So I was expecting, you know, maybe cinnamon rolls and coffee. But instead, they have a full line buffet. They have a chef there with anything imaginable for breakfast, fixed there on spot, whether it was omelets or bacon and eggs or biscuits and gravy, whatever one wanted for breakfast, they had it. So we had a big breakfast. I had turned the keys over to the truck, and they said, now, we'd like to keep the truck for the duration of the shoot, which turned out to be about 3 weeks there in Madison County. And they stored the trucks at the Madison County Fairgrounds. But I used that opportunity. Obviously, I wanted to meet the stars. The only thing, the only restriction they placed was no pictures and do not ask for an autograph from Meryl or Clint. You can visit with them. They may offer to sign something for you, but it's a sort of a faux pas to ask a star for their autograph. So I spent the entire day wandering around the set, visiting with the support staff. And I learned so much from the support staff. So, for example, the actual house that's in the movie had not been lived in for 30 years. The staff told me they spent about $500,000 fixing this house for the scenes that's in the movie, that they had to get the rodents out, particularly raccoons, and they had to put down flooring. And of course, what I found interesting is as they restored this house, they had to make it look old. So, for example, you put new boards down on the floor, it's going to look like new boards. But they actually stained them and used equipment to age them, grinders and hammers, and made them look like they were worn. New hinges on the doors and gates. They actually treated them with acid to eat the covering off of them and rust them so that they would look old. But they were all, it was all new stuff. So one of the things that as I wandered around, I learned that each of the stars have doubles, and actually they set up scenes with their doubles. Now, Meryl Streep had her motor coach there and her children and a nanny, and she would come out of her coach when they got ready for a shoot, but then she would oftentimes go back to her coach, her motor home. Clint Eastwood had his coach there, but as many people will recall, Clint Eastwood actually had rented a home in West Des Moines on the golf course, but he had his own, so they had their own sort of private areas where they could, so their doubles actually end up doing a lot of the work, and it's when they set up the scene, then do they bring the stars out. This movie is set in August, so it's hot, and it was hot that day, the day I got to be there. People have asked me about the role my truck played. Well, it really was to establish the setting. It was a background vehicle. The actual truck that Bob Kincaid, the photographer, used was actually two trucks, late 50s trucks, that actually both belonged to Clint Eastwood. But those trucks were set up so they were identical, and they would change off cameras. So I was surprised, for example, in one of the scenes where Bob Kincaid and Francesca are in the truck really isn't powered by itself. It's being towed the whole time. I don't even know that it has an engine in it, but they tow it. So they take the windshield out of it so that when you get a front view, the tow vehicle actually has the camera as well as the staff and the recorders and all that. The tow truck is a pretty large vehicle, as well as in some cases, they would have a cameraman mounted on the side of the truck to do sort of looking through the door of the truck, recording the conversation between Francesca and Bob. So they're very specialized. The other thing that I found interesting is I watched them film the scene on the gravel road is that they had watered the road. They had sprinkled water on it so there's no dust. And you can imagine if you're doing a recording with very sophisticated cameras, you don't want dust. But in August on a gravel road, you expect dust. So how did they do that? So they had watered the road down so that there's no actual dust from the road gravel. But in the back of the truck, under a tarp, was a little boy, a teenager, with an aerosol dust-making machine under a tarp. And as they towed the truck to create the illusion of dust, he would be spraying this aerosol can into the air, creating a dust cloud.
The magic of movie making.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you saw Eastwood and Streep, certainly two of the biggest stars in Hollywood's history, on that set. What were they like?
I think that was the thing that was most surprising to me. Of course, I've never met a movie star, and I really didn't know what. But they were just down to earth and very calm, very polite. Now, I didn't get to have long personal conversations. I chatted with them, but they're really, especially in the case of Clint Eastwood, who is a producer. In talking with some of the staff, they said one of the problems in working with Clint Eastwood is that he is so regimented and things go so smooth, we don't get any overtime. Unlike other movie stars where they're never happy with a scene and they're always changing, the staff gets a lot of overtime. And the staff was telling me, when you work with Clint Eastwood, things go like clockwork, and he's they're both just really wonderful people, which is a bit contrary to some of the stereotypes we have of Hollywood people being arrogant and elitist. And I could watch the interaction with the staff. They were always polite and courteous.
So what do you say to Clint Eastwood or Meryl Streep when you go up and talk to them? You have a few minutes of your life to talk to these guys. What do you say?
I say, have you ever been to Iowa before? You know, and neither one had. And I said, I asked them, I know that we can't talk about the movie, but what do you like about Iowa? And they really talked about everybody here is so friendly. And that sort of plays into the context of movie. As you recall, Francesca is home alone because her husband and two children have gone off to the Illinois State Fair. And Bob Kincaid is a wandering photographer, taking pictures of local scenery and quite frankly, the beauty of Madison County.
So what do you think the appeal of that movie was to women and maybe to men? I mean, this was a woman's movie. I remember my wife took me to it. She almost had to drag me to it. I had read the book, The Bridges of Madison County, which we have in front of us right now as we record this. But what do you think the appeal was to women?
Well, you know, I think it speaks to the loneliness and social isolation of a lot of women. They had married young. She was sort of trapped in a dull, non-romantic relationship. I think it spoke to women that they could imagine having sort of falling in love or having a relationship with a handsome, adventurous, romantic person. Throughout the movie, in the sort of the courtship, he's doing things that she had long forgotten. They danced in the kitchen floor to a radio. He brought her flowers. You know, and so it was, I think it spoke to the romanticism that maybe she felt that she had lost.
What about men, though? Don't you think that scenario is every man's worst nightmare, that Clint Eastwood drives into town and seduces your wife? Isn't that a kind of a bad thing for men?
Yeah, that says, at least to me, if you're going to go off to the state fair, take your wife.
Did you have a chance when you were down there, when they were filming in Madison County, to talk to any of the people in the county about how they felt about this movie being filmed down there?
Well, you know, it generated a lot of excitement.
Sure.
Because they transformed Main Street and they recreated a filling station scene. I think the attention it brought to Madison County, the fact that you know, the bridges, the covered bridges in Madison County is a treasure to the state. And the movie only highlights the importance of the bridges and the scenery. So it really was a boon to tourism and calling attention to the quality of life that Madison County provides. Everybody that I talked to really thought this was a good thing. There probably were others that maybe the inconvenience of, you know, traffic being blocked or certain streets closed but my assessment was that people were really excited about, we're going to be featured by Warner Brothers in a national movie. The book was very popular. So I've seen a lot of enthusiasm and excitement.
Well, now the question you have to answer, we've talked about a lot of things, and what everybody wants to know, what happened to Leo, the truck that was your truck that was in the movie? Where's Leo now?
Well, you know, I couldn't sell something that I had a truck for 20 years or so, but it really was getting to the point where it might not be roadworthy and safe. So my nephew in Columbia, Missouri, his dad came up. He wanted to restore it. So the last time I seen Leo, he was sort of disassembled in the garage in various pieces as they tried to find parts and pieces to put him back together. It was sort of sad to give him away, but on the other hand, it got to the point where it was more work for me to take care of, and I don't have the skills.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m., on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.